Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important,
Glorious Whompers.
Nick Hexum, greatest rapper of all time.
Adult Spider-Man costumes show your dick off too much.
Let the rain fall down.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We're back.
God. Hit us with the It's Science, Blake. He was hitting us with the It's Science before.
Oh, the highly anticipated.
Well, we didn't hear it. We didn't hear it again.
I couldn't hear it. I was talking over it.
Can you do it again?
Okay, yeah. The highly anticipated.
Give it to us.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
Do it now. Do it.
It's science.
Go ahead and do it.
Can you do it?
You guys got it.
Sorry. Fuck.
You got to shut up for a second, all right?
Okay.
Hey, everybody shut up. All right.
I'm shutting up
science.
Now.
What the?
Okay.
Shut up!
It's science.
There we go.
There it is.
I heard it.
Absolutely Anchor Mandela. Absolutely Anchor Mandela effect.
Yeah, that is the Anchor Mandela effect because that is not at all, not even close to how I remember it.
No.
Right. The delivery is so casual.
And that's the only time he says it in the movie?
There's another part where he talks about like women's brains being smaller and he's like, it's science stuff or something.
Mm. Oh, was that the one that with the delivery of like, it's science?
No, and there's no one that goes, it's science.
That's crazy.
Because that's the impression that everyone did for years and years.
Who did it that way first, though? Who was the first person to be like, it's science and like over enunciate it? Because that person's funny.
The most legendary frat bro of all time.
It's science.
He took Anchorman and made it his own.
Right.
And then the rest was history.
Yeah, it's drunk brain. It's like synapses coming together like I saw it. It's science.
It also could have just been Baby Nooch. It might have been Kyle's brother.
Oh, it's my bro.
Like playing beer pong and he was like, it's science.
Yeah, it could have been. Shout out to Baby Nooch.
It does seem like somebody was just a little drunk and was trying to remember what they were saying and were like, it's science.
And they were like, whoa.
It's science.
It just dumped out of their mouth and everyone's like, wait a second, what? And he's like, it's science.
I want to be on you.
Ooh.
So are we doing this?
What was that?
I just need to like set myself like up. I just need to be ready for this.
No, those were the two. Those were the two.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to shout out Baby Nooch real quick because his name was brought up and that nickname is so good.
Yeah, that's all.
Big shout out to Baby Nooch.
Today I probably won't be using the soundboard. I'm going to be doing like Foley.
And then what is that supposed to be, Blake?
That's sloshing. It's science.
Oh, dude, I was thinking, you want to hear some Foley that I was working on right before this? Check this out. You ready? Okay.
Yeah. Little chirper.
Oh, Kyle just did a fake bong rip and choked.
So that was supposed to be a bong rip.
It was committed. I was committed to it.
Here, I can do it. Hold on. I got it better.
Here we go. Here's Blake.
Where's your lighter sound, bitch?
Adam, are you going next?
I'm going next.
Adam, are you going next?
Okay.
Hey.
Ew. Damn.
Ew.
This dude's super head.
Ew.
This dude just sounds like he's giving bomb dome.
That's a little bomb.
That's a little chirper.
Yeah, good. It's all about the follow-through.
Mad hit.
All right, Anders, are you participating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I drank the bong water.
All right.
Now, see, that was a real short hit. That was a short hit.
Short hit.
Can I go again?
Yeah.
Can I just show you what the bar was? Watch this.
Well, you're using a real lighter.
Yeah.
Right. We got nothing.
Okay. Wow.
Why are you choking?
Smoke weed every day.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Well, that was
any, guys.
Any take backs or apologies?
Hey, another great episode of This Is Important.
I just got water all over my screen.
Hey, can I show you guys? So I'm going to Charleston, right, to shoot the Righteous Gemstones.
Right.
And so I bought all this weed.
Yes.
Kyle, do you think I can go on the plane with this amount of weed that I'm about to show you?
On the do you want to carry it on? Why don't you just pack it?
Well, I'm going to pack it, but I mean,
yeah, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shove it up your ass.
I'm going to get, I might shove some of it up my ass.
No.
Some of it is suppositories.
Okay, tight.
I got chocolate chip cookies, right, which I'm pretty stoked on.
Yum, yum.
I got.
Yeah, it'll last you a day.
I know. I got two candy bars, you know.
Should we be like saying how many years it is in prison for each item?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's none. There's no years.
For flying with a bunch of weed to a place that's not legal?
Is it not legal in Charleston?
No.
That's the whole, that's what we're talking about.
Oh.
Here.
You'll be fine. Ay, ay,
ay. Gummies. And then a bag of these, what I'm super stoked on, are these little tiny mini joints, but they're covered in Keef, Kyle. Remember those?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm actually, Adam, I'm actually back, I'm back smoking, dude. So like.
Oh, you're back on it, dude. Oh,
wait a minute.
Oh,
are you serious? Is that real?
I swear to you guys. I swear.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm smoking some weed.
Yeah. Will you ever mess with these little doggies?
Fuck yeah, I mess with those doggies.
Yeah.
Will you tell everyone at home what those little doggies are?
They're called, I haven't smoked them yet. I'm excited. I'm kind of like saving them for Charleston because I leave Monday. And
what are those little doggies?
They're called baby teeters. And they're little tiny joints and they're covered in Keef on the outside. And
he's excited about them.
If they're anything like the bigger ones, they taste yummy, yummy for my tummy.
Yes, sir. So your preference is smoking?
I do. I like to smoke joints.
100%. Me too.
But then I also like a yummy Ed as well.
And why do you like smoking most of all? Because you're about hashtag fitness, and I'm just wondering if it like hinders or does it help?
No, smoking weed, I won't say it helps because I think I get...
It's science.
I think it's science.
It's science.
It's science.
But no, sometimes I'll get a little stoned, and especially if I'm doing cardio, like if I'm on the bike, I just kind of get in the zone and I'm pumping them pads.
Right.
Yeah, baby.
But what I'm really messing with lately is the packs of these little joints called selfies, and there's 12 mini pre-rolls that comes in one pack, and it's perfect if you're just smoking by yourself. Because my girl doesn't smoke, so a lot of times it's just me getting high by myself.
Perfect.
And they're the perfect amount. But I got two giant bags full of weed, and we don't think that me traveling, I'm going to get in any kind of whoopsie doozles.
Here's what I would say. If you're nervous about it, I think you could pack some of that stuff with you I wouldn't just bring it with you on your carry-on in case they check it, because they'll be like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, hey, that's a lot of weed.
If they put it in the checked luggage, all good. The other thing you could do is just mail it to yourself. Just mail it to the fucking address.
Also illegal.
Yeah, but nobody checks the fucking
I would strap it all to your chest just under your shirt.
That's a good idea.
And it might puff out a little bit. And
should I write this down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wear a puffy jacket.
Just wear a puffy jacket. Wear sunglasses inside. You know, no one will bother you. I think that'll be a good look for riding on an airplane.
There you go.
Well, I just came back. When I came back from Mexico after doing wedding stuff, I'm an international drug smuggler because I smuggled drugs to Mexico.
Allegedly.
Well, just weed. And allegedly. I'm telling you, though, I did. And then... I'm allegedly telling the truth. And then on the way back, I didn't smoke all the joints I brought. I got a little aggressive with the amount of joints that I brought to Mexico for like a four-day trip. So then on the return, I had a bunch of weed. So I brought it back with. And Chloe... as we're going through, you know how they have the like drug sniffing dog that smells you when you're coming back through customs?
Yeah.
There's two lines. And the line that I was in, there's no dog. And it was smooth sailing. And I'm like, yeah. And then Chloe calls me back and goes, Adam.
The weed that you have on you.
Come look at this dog.
Exactly. She goes, Adam, no, you got to have the dog smell you. And I'm like, what? Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what? Yeah. And I didn't want to go, no, I'm good. Right. So I walked back and had this dog smell my bag, the dog didn't give a shit. I had like three joints on me. It just didn't care. But
I mean, that dog must have been so high already from sniffing everything else.
I don't think it's a thing that you really – I think people just look the other way. I've had people look the other way after looking at my marijuana on both international and on domestic flights.
Do you think that's because they recognize you as Carl from Workaholics?
That has like, to be. It has
not
to
at all.
Be.
It's just because it's not worth it. It's just like it's one little pen that's got a little weed in it, and they're like,
"Well,
fuck
you
this.
Say that until you visit Thailand, and all of a sudden you're there. You're in a hut with bamboo shoots going through your, underneath your fingernails.
Right.
Some crazy shit.
Oh, you're saying torture?
True.
They're torturing
right.
you.
Yeah, that's rough.
Well, have you ever seen Locked Up in a Broad, homie?
Yeah. I hear you.
I actually haven't watched that show too much.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you should watch that. That one's gnarly. It's always like, what's usually like, it's like some 20-year-old girl, and she's like, I met this guy. He was really fun. And then she said we could go to Aruba and vacation with him if I just have to stick this balloon up my ass. And I didn't know what it was. And I just thought, this guy's kinky. And then she like,
is that your dick? Yes.
Yeah, it's my dick. And keep my dick in you on this entire flight.
Dude. It's a disgusting habit.
Detachable penis. Yeah.
Did you just jizz? What is that? It's my jizz. Don't make fun of me. I'm super sensitive about it. If you love me, you won't say anything about it. Okay.
Yeah, but then every once in a while, it's just like a stoner. It was like she was the stoner friend. Stephanie, the stoner friend, she wore hemp necklaces and had beads in her hair. We all love Stephanie. And then Stephanie brings like a gram of marijuana to the Philippines or where the fuck ever. And suddenly she's locked away for like 20 years.
Damn.
Over like the tiniest amount of weed.
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
Yeah, the most nervous I've ever gotten was bringing weed to international places.
Yeah.
Like in America, I'm not too worried about it.
I felt pretty confident in going to Mexico because I'm like,
yeah,
it's fine.
They're down.
They're cool down here.
I still wrap it, double wrap it, shrink it.
Oh, should I do stuff to it? I was just going to literally put it in a tie-dye hooded sweatshirt.
You flip it and reverse it?
I still like, double shrink wrap. Vacuum seal that shit and put it in the places. Yeah. I go to those lengths.
Okay. Well, Kyle, I'm looking for advice here, and you're just telling me to stick it in my luggage 1 second, and then when
You're going to Charleston.
That's right.
I'm not worried about America. I'm talking about when you're going international. Like, okay. I hope you're okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you're so bored, Anders, when we're talking about drugs.
Can we talk about swimming or something?
Jesus Christ.
We're talking about packing luggage, basically.
Mail it to yourself.
No, we're talking about smuggling drugs, man.
Tell me a fucking story about being high.
No, you know what? We're really just talking about fears. We're talking about fears here, okay? And it's okay to talk about fears with your buds.
Improv, Anders. Yeah, yes, and the situation. Okay.
He kind of did with a snore. He kind of did.
I kind of liked talking about getting in jail in prison abroad. Yeah. That's kind of fun.
Now, do you have zippers on your luggage? Or?
Oh, back to the luggage. Okay.
Do you roll your T-shirts or do you fold them?
I actually don't have zippers on my luggage. It's actually kind of a thing.
Now we're talking.
Wait, what do you mean it's kind of a thing? What the fuck is that?
The little parts of the part that you grab when you zip.
Yeah.
I don't know where it went, man. Someone stole my the grabby parts.
The dongle came off, the grabby parts.
You know what you can do to replace that? Put a couple paper clips in there, man. Just thread it through, twist it up, and fucking grab that shit.
Yeah, I could, but I don't want it to look too janky. I don't want people to be like, obviously, this guy's smuggling tons of little baby joints covered in keef.
Right.
No, that's just a hot, hot tip for everybody struggling with their luggage out there.
Know what I mean?
That's what this podcast has become. Important tips.
Yeah.
Hot, hot tip.
And that's been how to pack your drugs.
Steve-O has a good one. He did a whole video on how he used to go all around when he was doing the Wild Boys of like packing shit. He would just swallow it and shit it out and swallow it and shit it out.
Adam, just do that.
Well, he was like doing cocaine. I mean, if I was traveling with cocaine, I would be. Mm-hmm. It would be a much bigger conversation that we're having.
Oh, yeah, it would be a private conversation, I bet you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be throwing that on the pod.
Right. Well,
that would be a private one.
But if I were traveling with cocaine, what I would do.
Right. hypothetical.
Well, what I would do is I would for sure, I wouldn't swallow it. Because what if it bursts inside you, dude? And then all of a sudden you're just like
having the best day of your life.
Then all of a sudden you're partying too hard on that plane. You won't shut the fuck up for like 3 days.
Let me fly this thing.
How fast can it go?
Well, when you walk through those little things at LAX and it spins around the like x-ray machine that like does the full body scan, it can see if you have a little cocaine nugget up your asshole.
A little dick? Yeah, for sure. Cocaine.
What are they looking for in those things? What is that shit?
Yeah, I thought that was for metal. I thought that was for metal and like guns and stuff.
Yeah, but it's you. Have you ever seen the video of you?
Yeah. You can see your dick.
It's like you're like transparent and you can see your dick.
You can see your dick outline?
You can see the outline of your dick. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it's like taped to your leg kind of thing.
Wait, are you serious? They can actually see your penis size.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, that doesn't seem fair.
That was the whole thing. People were freaking out.
This is not good.
That's why a lot of celebrities won't go through the thing. Like Charlize Theron, allegedly, I might be making it up, but it seems like it's her. Was like, I'm not going to walk through that. You're just going to look at my titties.
What?
You're just going to look at her titties.
Penis.
Yeah.
Look at her penis.
Are you kidding me? That's like x-ray goggles?
Allegedly her penis, according to Durst.
Yeah, you can see like...
Are you kidding me?
It's like layered, but it's you can make it out. You can see what it is. Yeah.
You could see it. It's definitely like what we imagined when we were little kids and we were buying like spy gear. Did you guys ever have like the My Spy gear? That was like
the x-ray glasses.
Of course.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And they're like x-ray glasses. You're like, dang, I wish these worked.
Yes, dude.
I can see so many boobies.
I wish this was real.
I can finally see like Gloria's big old Wambos that works at the gas station.
Gloria.
Gloria. That's Gloria. So real.
I just remember at the gas station down the street from my house, just Gloria had just some whompers.
Gloria's whompers.
I want to be on you.
Gloria has to be the biggest boob name I've ever heard.
Oh, she had some. I remember we would talk about it. We would like go in there and be like, to oh her? My God. No, to each other. I mean, we're also like 7, 8 years old. We're there by like suckers, but we were like, oh my goodness.
Suckers. Suckers.
I was deep into suckers.
Fuck yeah.
I just imagine like a line of like 6, 7 year olds at the gas station just like sucking on suckers, being like, hey, Gloria.
Hey, Gloria. Meanwhile, her tits are just laying on the counter. As she's standing upright.
Is she like a big woman?
She wasn't.
Is she a big woman or like a thin woman with giant jugs?
No, she was a thicker.
Swing, swing.
She was thicker. It was proportionate.
Yeah. They rested on the counter?
Yeah, yeah.
In high school, we had a security guard who was a bigger woman with just some real rocket dogs.
Pod like racers.
Rocket dogs.
I'm so excited!
Little boys are so awesome with their names for breasts. Like, their names are just...
crazy. Do girls do that with dicks? Like, are girls just like, they got hella names? Or they just have like one name?
They say penis, right?
They just say wiener.
Coach Swanson has the biggest rocket dog.
They call the wiener rocket dog.
Did you see Coach Swanson in his gym shorts?
Yeah.
His rocket dog was flapping all over the place.
He was running and his pants fell off. Is he a bigger man? Well, as far as I could see.
His womper. Did you see his womper dripping out of his baseball shorts?
Dude, I was at the airport. I saw Blake from Workaholics walk through the x-ray. His dick is so small.
His rocket dog is a rocket puppy.
I didn't see it on the x-ray thing. Like, I didn't see his donker on the x-ray
thing. His wombat is really small.
It's a Willy Wombat.
It's not a whomper. It's a wombat, if anything. When it comes out at night.
Whoopsies.
Whoopsies. I think people were freaking out when that stuff all came out. And then as far as like the frisking, people were like, I don't want people feeling my body. It's like, yo, they don't want to feel your body. Like, they're just there. I'm sure there is one highlight of the day for every security guard. But besides the highlight, nobody cares.
Right. Just a weird job. It's just a weird job where you're grabbing people.
As they're frisking, they're like, just want to let you know you're the top so far. Okay, you can go through. Yeah. What did you just say?
You've got the best rocket dogs we've seen so far today. You could go through. Keep your shoes on.
Yo, the best video ever online is where the cop is frisking that guy. And he's like, "And okay, what do you got right here?" And he like jiggles his dick. And he's like, that's my penis, sir.
Yeah, that's
like,
my dick.
All right. Yeah, that's my dick. All right. Moving on.
You know, that happened to me. When I was on tour.
Somebody grab your John Hamm.
Have we heard this on the pod?
I know. I think you guys have heard this story. I don't think we've told this on the pod, but
I don't think I know this.
I was wearing like tight pants and my dick was flapped to the side and you could just make it out. You could just see my dick. I was having a good showing, a good dick day.
I'm sorry, you're what? Your rocket dog?
My rocket dog. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just so
try
you
not
know.
To be crass.
And they were like, it read that there was something in my pocket, and I turned my, I'm like, no, I don't have anything in my pockets. And I like, turn my pockets inside out. And yep. The guy's like, okay. And this white woman goes, nope, what is that? What is that? There's something in your pocket right there. And mm-hmm. I go, ma'am, that's my rocket dog.
Listen, white lady.
Know what I mean?
And then this black woman who was right next to her lost, mm-hmm. who was also worked at the, what do they call them?
TSA people?
Worked at the TSA.
TSA.
TSA, yeah. TSA, lost her fucking mind. Was like, oh, shit. You never seen one like that, huh? Like, and then I never felt better in my entire life. Even though I have a very medium-sized dick, rocket just dog. Having this black woman compliment on the outline of my dick made me feel really good.
You turned your pockets inside out and pulled your dick through your pocket hole?
No, I turned.
Can you?
Yeah, like that's what I
can
did.
Can you do that for the pod?
It's science.
No, it looked like I had something stuffed in my pants because my jeans were too tight. What happened was I was on tour. I think my ass grew. Mm-hmm. So then therefore made the thighs and ass region cling on to my dick and ass region.
It pushed your balls forward.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
And, and shouldn't have put the pants in the dryer, you know? Shrunk them.
Yeah.
Science,
you know,
shrunk them,
dude. You're becoming your dad. That's up there with get your pecker hard, you know.
Hey, get your pecker hard,
shrunk them.
I'm glad pants are getting back to where they're wearable again. Like,
the skinny jeans,
like skin tight jeans are out of fashion right now. Thank God,
yeah, you're rocking high waisted.
I'm such a high waisted guy. Yeah. I wish I was that fashionable, yeah, because that's mad comfy. You ever put on some, like, every once in a while when you would like have to wear like a dress pant and it's more high waisted? I'm like, yeah, give me more of mm-hmm. these.
Mm-hmm. I like that shit.
My little belly doesn't flop over.
It's like Don Draper.
It's crazy. That's where dudes used to wear their belts always, was there.
Yeah.
High-waisted pants.
Dude, my grandpa, I mean, I assume all of our grandpas rocked their pants super high, and you're like, yo, I can see your fucking rocket dog, grandpa.
Yeah.
No, sir, I don't like it.
That's so high. They really put their belt like around their belly button, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because it elongates your legs, your proportions, mm-hmm. it makes you look better. That's why comic book drawings are all tall.
I got some little stems, too. I'm trying to elongate those doggies.
Yeah, get the high-waisted ones going. That's tight, bro. It's
yeah.
tight.
It probably makes your Johnson look bigger, too, for sure.
I go low-rise, like the Black Crowes cover with the pubes out the top.
Mm. Oh,
well, okay. That's a great look. Killer look for you, yeah. especially.
I don't know if it's fashionable, but it's in the summertime, it feels nice.
Yeah.
My God.
So you do like a Christina, what was her name? Aguilera, kind of low rider pant where your butt crack kind of pops out the top.
Yeah, that's me.
Genie in a bottle.
And like the thong over the hip.
Ooh, whale tails. Now that was some shit.
Remember how short low rise jeans on girls got in like 2005?
Yes, yeah, I do.
That was such a insane time.
It was crazy.
I just watched the Britney Spears documentary, which I think we talked about a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And right. The amount of footage that they showed of just girls like in the – like waiting in line to see Britney back in like the early 2000s wearing those jeans was out of control. I'm like,
yeah.
I think I'm going to be a dad that my daughter is like, well, my dad, I hate him because he never lets me out of the house.
Right.
Because my daughter's top pussy was hanging out of her jeans –
right.
The top pussy's hanging out.
Her fupa? Her fupa?
She's not going out.
I can see the top of your pussy.
Hey, I can see the top of your rocket dog and
whatever we're calling that.
That was when they had like belly chains, right?
Belly chains were fire.
Mm-hmm. Like it was like long, dangly, freaking like belly button rings and shit. That was kind of cool. Yeah, this shit's tight.
Yep, that Shakira joint. That she-wolf.
And it goes both ways. If my son is wearing too tight of pants and you could see the perfect outline of his red rocket.
It's red.
Mm-hmm. I'm sending him back upstairs.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go back upstairs. I can see your outline, brother.
I can see your goddamn rocket dog.
That's like those Halloween costumes, like those adult like Spider-Mans or whatever. Like they show the outline of your penis so hard. I'm not.
Yeah, they do.
Sorry, hard was the wrong word.
Yeah. Those are for children though, right? Like.
No, dude, no. They come in adult sizes as well.
Yeah. But those are just for fat kids, right?
No, dude, it's for adults. Like an adult Spider-Man costume, your dick is going to be the outline.
Well, I think they're assuming if you're an adult and you wear that Spider-Man costume, you don't have a dick.
Yeah.
You're dickless, dude.
What do you mean you don't have a dick?
Yeah, what the fuck?
You can see it in a costume. What the fuck? Just because you're wearing a costume?
What? I can't be Spider-Man?
Not if you currently have a penis.
What's up with that?
That's what they're saying, man.
Yeah? Got a little spider bite.
What if you have...
I'm not saying that. I think that's what they're saying with the fabric.
Oh.
And wait, can we just go to the origin story, to use the parlance, of where you have come up with the concept that... adult Spider-Man costumes show your dick off too much? Like,
science.
We all know it's science, but is this from like your last Halloween? Have you been Googling shit and you're looking for the right one that doesn't show your rocket dog?
Sometimes, no, like the characters that I would like to be, like, say, you know, like Frieza from Dragon Ball Z, like.
For what? Halloween?
Halloween, okay, man. I'm not just dressing that. Up.
I don't know. Blake, we haven't seen you in a goddamn year.
No, we don't see you anymore.
You're just talking about in life. You never mentioned Halloween.
Yeah.
You're just talking about the characters you would like to be.
I'm talking about Halloween.
I can totally picture you walking around the crib in a costume, just like kicking air and
shit.
Yeah,
just being like, yeah, this is the character I am today.
Yeah. I thought I heard a noise in the house.
Just with silly string in your house, just shooting it from your wrist.
No, but the real question here is like, what's up with the? Why don't you just wear underwear underneath that like tucks it up? What's the deal?
That is the real question, MeUndies.
Why aren't you wearing underwear underneath your Spider-Man costume?
It's science
at Halloween around kids.
Just like, is it around kids or is this like a sexual thing you do with your lady?
Yeah, thank you, Adam.
No, this is the thing. to answer your question, like maybe I would have to wear several underwears because I have a very divine dickhead.
What is it? What does that mean?
It's so defined.
Several underwears? What does that mean? Talk to me.
I love it.
I love this. This is great. So you're working with a total knob is what's going on.
So you just have a door handle.
Yeah. You have a ball at the end of a rod.
It's just you can tell. Nice. Yeah. It's like it, you know, looks like a mushroom.
I love it. You can tell. I think that person over there is a man.
I think he has a dickhead. He's got a ridge.
You can tell I'm circumcised.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right. Well, then who cares, man? I guess you have that dope donger. Just flaunt it, man. Uh-huh. If you're, you know, don't be worried about it. Don't not be Spider-Man since you want to be Spider-Man so badly.
By the way, if you flip it straight up, you don't see like the head necessarily, right?
Why you tuck it in the underwear?
It doesn't check out, guys.
Also, then you're going to have to be a boner all the time to tuck it up like that, right? I mean...
Not if you rock your underwear a little lower.
Oh, you just, like, strangle the fucking little thing?
Yeah, but this is also Halloween, you know? So, like, it's just things go out the window.
Yeah. No, that's true. And Spider-Man said that.
Blake's worried about his ridge.
Yeah, I like that you're talking... We're in March, and you're talking about Halloween?
Yeah, bro. It's never too early to come up with your...
We should be talking about Shamrock Shakes.
I like how you're like, it's never too early, and you're going with just the standard Spider-Man costume.
Well, I got to figure out a way I can wear this thing without being a sex offender.
You rock a cup. Go to get a Voight cup from Big Five Sports.
There we go.
Okay.
Jockstrap.
Okay, right. That's a great idea.
A cod piece or whatever.
That's a great idea. I like that.
Create a very humid climate inside of the cup in your pants.
Okay, well, if you guys want to talk about something more of the time, what about St. Patrick's Day? It's our second St. Patrick's Day in quarantine.
I remember we used to love St. Patty's Day. We would get real drunk. If I remember correctly, that was the day that I called into work sick. And then as they were saying, I was like, I'm sick. And then they're like, oh, what do you have? And I'm like, drunk. And they're like, so you're drunk? And I'm like, no, you got me. And then you called out of work for being drunk and you were a delivery driver.
Yeah, that made sense. Yes. That made total sense. It's like, I cannot come to work.
Yes.
Right. Not safe.
Well, that is true.
I actually got written up for that because I was totally honest with them. I'm like, yo, I can't drive today. I'm I've been drinking. And they're like, okay, yeah, you don't have to come in, but they definitely wrote me up. I got a
And what time? Right. It's like 11 a.m. You're like, I've been drinking.
Oh, yeah, it was so early.
Oh, we got so drunk.
What were the bars that we used to go to on, was it on Fairfax?
The one on Fairfax? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was called
Tom.
Is
it Tom something?
Tom Bergens.
Tom Bergens. We hit that up.
Tom Bergens.
And across the street was Molly
Malone's.
Molly Malone's, yeah. Which was a shit show.
Yeah.
That one. Wait, those bars, are they related, those bars?
Well, they're both Irish bars, but no, I don't think they're brother, sister.
It's a crazy coincidence that there's two.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Bergen and Molly Malone.
Tom Bergen's seemed a little more like high class. I think they might have served food, but Molly Malone's was like,
it was a dirty Irish dive bar that like had, what's the big Irish band? That plays like
Flogging Molly.
Flogging Molly was always there. They were constantly Flogging Molly.
Dude, St. Patrick's Day music is the worst.
The worst.
I disagree.
I like a bagpipe. I like a bagpipe, but the Flogging Molly shit, I cannot fucking stand.
That's why Korn kicks ass. Korn had a bagpipe.
Korn does kick ass.
All right.
What's that? What's that band that with a dude with no teeth? Is that the Pogues? They fucking rock, man.
The Pogues, yes. That's some good Irish music, I suppose.
That's some good fucking drinking music.
See,
right,
Irish
there.
Irish music's really, you're not really listening to it any other time of year, but on St. Paddy's Day, it snaps. It snaps, crackles, and pops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels good.
Well, you're so hammered.
Yeah, you're drunk enough to really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right.
We really are. We really were at the bars at like 9 in the morning, I feel like.
Yeah, you gotta be, man.
It was like wake up early to go to the bars.
St. Paddy's
and then
Day.
Go home, take a nap around 4 or so, smoke a lot of resin.
Okay.
Okay.
And then come back out to the bars.
Know what I mean?
Smoke resin once a year.
Kyle's back, baby. Talking about the resin smokes.
I remember fucking scraping bowls at our crib on St. Patrick's Day and like listening to some fucking loud ass music.
Toasty!
Dude, no weed.
So sad that we just couldn't afford more weed.
Does anyone have a bowl I can scrape?
We used to scrape. Blake, I think, scraped like this giant fucking ball of resin. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah, so what we would do is like boil the pipes on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
It's science.
And you would just get like, yeah, it would actually ruin whatever pot or pan you use to boil the pipes in because all
yeah,
like,
and
the
it stinks like shit when you do that. It fucking really reeks. Yeah.
It's just like tar.
It doesn't season the pan.
Actually, macaroni be hitting the next day. Yeah,
the macaroni. That ramen extra spicy.
Yeah.
That roni.
That's the move.
Fucking
but yeah,
resin
man,
hits,
shit.
Dude.
We had so many St. Patrick's Days that were just. Remember when we just got a keg for like 7 friends, and it was just like. I've mentioned Teddy a few times, but he's a legendary friend, but he just like fell asleep on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Teddy.
Just started to like, it was in the morning, so people just like
piss around him.
Or shower around him.
Oh, yeah, right.
He was just like asleep sitting down on the toilet after just drinking so much beer.
What's cool is that you guys are like, leave him there. He's fine. He won't die.
Dude,
craziest man.
It is amazing how often we thought our friends weren't going to die and how we were right every time. The fact that we didn't just lose a buddy in the hallway because we just allowed him to sleep there and
hey, we're lucky.
You know, he vomited on himself.
We got lucky.
We got lucky.
We rolled the dice.
Well, Blake's got a spidey sense. We know that.
I got something.
I got something.
He's got a prominent ridge.
Oh, my God.
A defined head, okay?
A
come
defined
on.
Head, a.k.a. the prominent ridge.
It's science.
Yeah, well, no. Dang, Kyle, didn't you, like, wandered through a park in Philly one night? We got – that was – what was that festival we went to?
Made in America, right?
That was – Made in America. It was during like watching Jay-Z perform. I remember I was like, I gotta go.
Dude.
And we were mic'd. We were fucking mic'd because we were filming like that whole thing. So I had the mic on. Everybody's like, where the fuck did Kyle go? What happened to him? They didn't know where I went.
And then the audio just hears you just going, fuck, 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 fuck.
No, I was snoring. At that point, I was snoring in my bed. They knew I was safe. That's that was it. They didn't know exactly where I was, but they're like, we can hear him snoring.
He's and then they just hear a train coming. He's safe.
Yeah, right.
I think he's smushed.
Well, the thing was, what was the deal with that? Like, Budweiser, like, flew us out there just to promote Workaholics? Or
yeah. It was the best gig. Budweiser just paid us to drink Budweiser, to be seen drinking.
Not Bud Lights, only Bud Heavies, too. Remember that shit?
No, you can't say Bud Heavy.
Oh.
They were very mad about it.
Very,
that.
Very upset.
That's right.
So we drank Budweiser's that entire day, and we all got really, really, really drunk.
Yes.
Give me a hell yeah.
I do remember, because that was the festival that like Jay-Z, and was he the money behind it?
Yeah, Jay-Z, I think, put it together or curated it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ron Howard was there filming, I remember, I believe. Yeah. I saw Ron Howard, said what's up to him. That was tight. And then I had the new camera, bro. I had the new camera out there, and we were filming on my new camera that I had purchased to shoot Workaholics on.
Oh, my God.
And the morning that we left to go back to L.A., we like missed, they were rapping on the door like, you gotta go. And I was so fucking drunk still, I didn't have time to pack the camera, and I had to fly back, and I left my camera in Philadelphia.
Ooh. Did they send that camera to you, or how'd you get it out?
Yeah, they shipped it out like the next couple days, oh, but we were about to shoot, and
well, wait, hang on a second, how'd you pack it?
Oh my God!
What do you mean?
Like, you know, when the
luggage, man.
Yeah.
Well, I had weed in all the little compartments.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And zippers or no?
What's the zipper detail?
Zippers were, they were still intact. It was a new, they were still intact. It was a new bag because it was a new camera. So I was pumped on that. And I was like, fuck.
Give me a hell yeah.
I remember on that trip, being so excited, we were standing side stage, and if you remember, like, some giant man came over and was like, clear the way, clear the way. And we're like, okay, we're just standing right here, we can be here. And he like kind of pushed us away, and I was like a little bit like, yo, what the fuck, man, we have the backstage passes, we're here, like, what are you doing?
I'm Adam Devine.
And all of a sudden it smelled fucking delicious. I was like, oh my god, what is that? Cotton candy, like, what is that delicious smell? And then Beyonce appeared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah,
you guys remember that? And Beyonce was standing right in front of it, in front of us, and I was like, I don't know, I feel like we don't get that starstruck that all. You have to be like, because if you're just an actor or just a musician that you consider you're kind of a peer or some, you know, you came up around the same time, you're like, yeah that guy, cool. But with Beyonce, I was like, go.
I think she came out to watch Odd Future. Like, everybody came out to watch Odd Future, and we were like side stage for
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was during Tyler's set or something.
Or one of them. Yeah, somebody had a DJ set. I don't know if it was the whole team.
I also think it's like with like actors or whatever, there is some small chance that you could work with them. We knew very well this was the only time we would ever be in any vicinity of Beyonce. That's like,
I don't know. She was in Goldmember, Austin Powers. So
yeah,
was she at the roast of Roseanne? I can't remember.
Guys, I'm sitting over here super quiet and super jealous because I was at a wedding that weekend and I fucking missed out.
That's right.
Oh, that is
right. I was trying to remember if you were there. You totally weren't, huh?
Durs would have had a great time because Isaac had to get the, at least this is what happened to me.
Our manager.
Isaac, our manager. He had to get the manager to open up the door to my hotel room so then he could wake me up, pack my bags, drug me to the car. Then the guy that we've been drinking with all night long up until like 3 hours before we had to leave drove us to the airport, still drunk, like literally drinking while he's driving us to the airport.
That was legit a scary ride to the airport. Once I realized what was going on and who was there.
In hindsight, it was like, oh, that was a really bad idea. And then
that's the guy who we gave the fifth vodka to last night.
And then Questlove saw us in the airport.
That's true. Did we go to New York and you guys had the same, we had the same driver from down in Philly?
Yes.
Yes. It was really random.
Right? And he was like, I know you guys.
And we were like, oh shit. Like, we high speed bro bonded with that guy.
Yeah, he was a good dude.
So it was like dope.
Just drove us drunk. But do you remember that time when we were walking around and there was this dude who was fucked up on something, like, obviously, and he was rocking, he had his hands in his fucking, or his head in his hands, and he was all like crying, and like, but he was rocking a Free Carl shirt.
That's right.
And I just went up and sat next to him and was like, hey man, it's gonna be fine. And he looked at me and was just like,
yeah, I think his girlfriend just broke up with him.
What?
I think his girlfriend had just broke up with him. and you sat by him and you're like,
I thought you kept tabs with him like it just happened.
No, he was at the fest.
Lance is going through it right now.
Jeremy? Yeah, Lance.
No,
yeah.
He was sad because his chick left him and you sat down and you're like, hey, it's going to be
fine. It's all going to be okay.
I remember him not like clocking you. Like him being like,
right, he's like, who are you?
Yeah. It took him like a good 15 seconds to be like, look through me and then focus to right in front of him. And then he was like, oh shit.
You should have robbed his ass.
Yeah. Now break yourself.
I remember kind of being like, not the biggest Pearl Jam fan.
Sure.
But when we were in Philly, they played like on the Rocky Steps. That's where the stage was.
Oh, that was magical.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this beautiful fountain that's like spitting out water.
Oh.
And I didn't realize how many Pearl Jam songs I know and like. Just because I was like, nah, Pearl Jam, I wish there was someone else. I wish it was the Chili Peppers or somebody else that was the headliner. And then they came on, and I remember having the absolute best time with my guys.
Dude, it was so good.
Yes, it was very magical.
What's your number one Pearl Jam song? What's your go-to?
I still don't know, but I remember when they played their set, I was like, oh, I know every one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, I mean, Jeremy is definitely jumping in. What else do we got from
there's
there?
There's hell of Pearl Jam songs.
I know,
What is it, Yellow Lead Better? Is that one, right?
What's that one?
That was like the kind of jammy one.
Blake hit us with it.
It's a little nails on a chalkboard for me now.
What, you don't like it? You don't like Pearl Jam at all?
Not anymore. Not really. Yeah. No.
Blake hit us with it.
What do you want?
Even flow. What's the one where he goes, Ramalama, I don't know.
Yeah, hit us with one that we're all going to be like, we know this one. We love this one.
Okay,
oh my God.
I got it.
And what's cool, everyone can do an Eddie Vedder voice, right?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like was, after they came out, there was 10 years where every band just sounded like that. They were all doing, the lead singer was like, I can sing. I can't sing I can sing like that. So I'm just going to.
Creed would not have existed without Pearl Jam.
I'm not with these guys anymore is when they did that, like, Oh, where? And I was like, what just happened? Why are you guys doing the song? Why is it on all the time in every grocery store, in every fucking
was a weird beat.
You know why that song sucks? It kind of sounds like a fucking St. Patrick's Day song to me. It's like,
it sucks because it sounds like that to you.
If I remember correctly, Gloria had that rocking at the gas station with her big old Wambo.
For sure.
Sitting on the table.
Just laying on the counter in front of her.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're just sucking on that sucker. Like, there's my baby. Just
slurping down a razzmatazz. Where? Hit us with it, Blake.
Check out our Wambos.
Okay, here you go.
I mean, Better Man.
Yeah.
Can't be a better man. Dude.
Yeah, this one's rocker.
Yeah, the rain starts hitting us. We're around the statue.
Bro, do you remember that? Oh,
like,
yes.
Oh, daughter. Is this daughter?
Don't call me daughter. No, that's...
I'm still alive.
Oh, I'm still alive.
And we were like, guys, we are still alive. And we're still friends after all these years. And it's raining.
And then we cried. Actually, I'm glad you weren't there, Durs, because you wouldn't have been on board with that moment.
You would have been making fun of us.
Please stop hugging me.
No, there's one thing that Durs would have been on board with. Remember how it was like all like slippery on the concrete and we could like run and slide?
That was
hella fun. Durs would have been down with
that. Yeah, and there was a weird desk chair with wheels for some reason, and we were like pushing each other.
Yes.
And I think I almost fell and got hurt, but that adds up.
And that was right after you broke your back. Yeah. I remember, because I was like, this is fucking raw, dude. Yeah. If you fall, you're going to hurt your back again.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
Yeah.
I care.
By the way, you guys know what Pearl Jam means, right?
And I do. But I want you to explain
it. Is it the
it's jizz?
Is it the little button?
Mm-hmm.
I just explained it. It's jizz.
Pearl Jam is jizz?
I would think Pearl is the clitoris.
It's jizz.
Pearl Jam is jizz?
Pearl Jam is jizz.
Pearl necklace?
Because because jam as in...
It's like jam, like jelly, and it's pearl colored, and it's Pearl Jam, it's jizz.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes me like Pearl Jam so much more.
That's kind of yucky.
Yeah.
Here, I thought they were kind of self-righteous, but they're like fun dudes.
So you can be like, Mom, read the title of the CD. Pearl Jam. What? Say it again. It's Pearl Jam. What?
My guy.
Cut it out.
Mom's saying jizz. She's like, what's going on in your little Spider-Man costume right now? Don't worry about it.
Jism.
Hot. Oh, you look like your father in that costume.
I can see your ridge.
Shut up.
Speaking of awesome bands that talk about sex, Cake.
Why?
No.
I'm listening.
Durs, I know you're going to love this.
I'm a Cake guy. Oh,
I had a friend in like middle school or elementary school, and we were talking about the Cake song. It's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's all alone right, in a time of need.
All right. He's going to go. He's going to keep going.
Hated it.
And she was like, what does that song mean? And like put us on the spot. And we were like, it's just racing. What? It's just racing. But we knew it was about sex. And oh boy, did we laugh about it as soon as we got out of earshot from her, man.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, man. It's that's little hot. Things like that that make me go, oh, I'm still alive.
Is that song about like sex, though?
He's going the distance.
Everything is about sex. Every song.
Well, I know you can interpret it as that, but I think that has so many like specific race car like lines. I don't think it's about sex, dude.
Durs, what was the one where you were like, is by that girl, like the one that's like, let the rain fall down. And you're that's about like a girl like getting all juicy.
Hold up. A little back history for me. The first song I ever purchased on iTunes was that song.
Okay.
Who was that? Carly Rae Jepsen?
Hillary Duff.
Let the rain Hillary Duff.
Wow.
That fucking song is a little freak show. That song is a little wild.
What?
Because she's like, listen to the lyrics. She's like, let the rain fall down on me. Like
that sounds like us at Pearl Jam.
It sounds like us at Pearl Jam, exactly. The rain was falling down on us. It was great.
Yeah.
But then she says, I'm coming in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
Hillary Duff said this. Sweet-ass Lizzie McGuire.
Yes.
Wait, she says, I'm coming in the middle of this song?
Or does she say it or does she sing it?
No, she says, I'm coming, period.
She could be going somewhere. She says, I'm coming.
Not the way she says it. It sounds like she's got a rocket dog.
Does she say like, I'm coming?
Yes.
Oh, she says it.
Yes.
Oh, that's tight. Okay.
Blake, I think we know what you got to cue up.
Cue it the fuck up.
Is it called Come Clean?
It has to be.
It's called Come Clean.
Oh, my God.
Play it. If it kicks in with that little.
Is it? Wait, hold up.
It's the Hill. It was like the Hills or the OC, one of those shows like theme song.
Laguna Hills or whatever.
Laguna Hills. Thank you.
I'm coming.
Okay. Is this it?
Yes.
Wow, this one's freaky.
By the way, if you're not fucking to this song, you're not fucking right.
The name of the song is Come Clean.
Yeah, but how's it spelled?
Let's go back to the beginning. You know what that means. That's the vagina. The beginning of your life is the vagina. Right. Let's go back to that.
I feel like you might be reaching. My sweet Hillary Duff wouldn't sing those nasty songs.
No, that's exactly what they would have done. They would have been like, Lizzie McGuire can say this. It's cool.
Exactly. This was her like.
No, dude, that's what they do.
The producers are like, she's got to do it.
I'm breaking loose from my squeaky clean image.
Oh, yeah.
That is what they do. They hide some sick shit, this sick industry.
Yeah, 100%, dude. It's all freaking sick and disgusting.
Hollywood, more like Holly Perv.
But the whole Cake thing, I really think that's a song about racing, bro. I don't think that has anything to do with fucking.
I really don't think so, Kyle.
I really don't.
I'm going the distance?
Yeah, no, I get it. I just think that they meant it as a racing song.
I wish all of us grew up as like Nickelodeon or Disney stars. I wish we grew up like that. So then when we got workaholics, that was us just getting all of our naughty. That was us, our dirty songs.
Fuck yeah.
Like Christina Aguilera when she was like, I'm no longer a Disney princess.
Oh, you mean you wish that we had like a record of being a Disney kid out there? Like,
Like we're squeaky clean and then we make workaholics and people were like, oh my God. all dead.
They're all grown up.
69 dudes.
But Adam, you do look like a kid from one of those shows.
Yeah,
though.
Which one is it where you're identical?
It's Drake, right?
iCarly?
Zach and Cody?
It's iCarly, and it's weirdly, I kind of look like that kid. I mean, I definitely was fatter than he was as a child.
Drake and Josh, is that the guy?
No. And it's iCarly. And
don't get me started on Drake.
And then
what's up?
Chloe actually looks like Miranda Cosgrove.
Can of finish.
Oh, so you guys are like the whole cast, basically.
We are the entire cast. Yeah. And I really confuse people. Every 6 months or so, I will post a photo of iCarly and be like, found this cute old photo of me and Chloe. And people are like, what? Oh, shit. I knew that was you.
Well, there you go right there. You guys, you have your Halloween costume. See,
oh,
this is great.
God.
This
is great. I'm going to wear a Spider-Man costume so I can show up my rocket dog.
Oh, my God. I want to see the head. Show me that head, Adam, real quick.
You want
to
see it?
I'm just still stuck on the fact that your dick's big enough to, like, put to the side. Like, mine just kind of sits on top of my nutsack.
Mine just kind of goes right above my nutsack is where it stops.
Yours looks like a Toad sitting in a beanbag chair.
Yeah, mine just kind of posts right up there. You know what I mean? There's no way I'm putting that thing down the leg of my pants. Absolutely no way. I have a better chance putting my balls down the leg of my pants and getting
some freaking
heat for that.
Are you having a lot?
Which is cool, too. That's dope. Big balls. That's rad, right,
yeah,
guys?
That's awesome, dude. Huh. Hey, congratulations. That's sick.
Give it up.
Hey, are we going to play the middle of the Hillary Duff song or what?
The which one?
The middle of that Hillary Duff song. I need it.
I'm coming.
What part should it kick in? Let the
rain. It's after this. Okay. A little deeper.
Well, we can't do much more. You know we'll get sued by the Duff camp.
It's true.
I'm sorry. I don't make the rules.
Those Duffalo soldiers are coming for us.
The Duffalo
soldiers. I like that.
I wish Blake made the rules.
I wish too.
Life would be so cool if Blake made the rules.
Oh my gosh. It'd be
so
fun.
Oh my God.
He does. He basically does.
Come tomorrow. It will seem so yesterday. So yesterday. So yesterday. I'm just a bird that's already flown away. And let it go.
Well, Todd is saying he's going to add all these songs to the This Is Important Mix at importantmix.com. So if you are like, oh my God, I can't wait to listen to that Hillary Duff song.
A lot of cake.
Go to importantmix.com and treat yourself to an audio orgasm.
What?
I got to get on that mix. That's got to be a trip.
Let the dogs out!
Just to go down that mix.
I kind of dabbled in it, and we talk about really bad music on our podcast, and it's quite enjoyable.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends, because I think it's kick butt, and I...
Yeah.
Admittedly, I think I do have a very bad taste in music, but, you know, it's my taste, and I like it.
Okay, so it is bad.
I think most people would agree that it's probably bad, but I like it, and I know there's probably a few people out there like me who just like really bad music, and that's their style and taste.
Most people have bad taste, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, there is something like when we were growing up in the early aughts.
The best time for music.
It was like music was bad, and we knew it.
Mm.
Much like Michael Jackson's bad. Bad, but good, though.
Like at the time, we knew that the pop culture was not very good. There were select awesome pop culture songs.
Right. Boy bands, TRL.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
It was not good. So we had to like embrace this shit pop culture.
Fucking thing sucks.
But you didn't. Like, cause I was listening to like independent Bay Area hip hop, which there was like right in your guys' backyard.
Yeah, baby.
The Living Legends.
Iro.
All the fucking Cali Agents. Oh my God. Those dudes.
Oh my God. Mm. I was listening to Creed and just crying to myself while driving through the cornfields, listening to. Cause I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Well,
I'm coming.
6 feet.
Cause I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm coming.
See, like, I couldn't tell you. If I listened to Creed back then, I really don't think I liked Creed. I think I was like, fucking, like, Creed is funny because it's horrible.
Kyle,
and
there's
if I
a
like
100%
it,
chance I would put my life on the line. I would bet my life that if we could go back to high school and play that Creed song for you, you would cry.
It's science.
100%.
I don't know about that, dude. I feel like I was so aware of how I was not a fan. No, because I was the guy making fun of like Dashboard Confessional.
We'd get Kyle. We'd give him like three beers.
Oh, because he, it's Kyle.
Okay. Well, I already said that. We already know how that's going to end.
We'd sit him on a bluff. It's a no, hang on. I'm painting the picture.
No, you put beers in me. You know how that's going to end. I'm going to be fucking.
We give you three beers. Not 12. Two. Three. We give you a beautiful vista. And then all of a sudden I hit play. Because I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
And you blow on his neck.
That's not doing shit to me, bro.
Maybe 6 feet.
No, not even the blowing on the neck's doing anything to me. Nope.
Your fucking rocket dog starts switching.
I'm a man.
My little mushroom on top of a toadstool.
And then that guitar comes in.
It's a great track.
No, I hated it. I didn't like it.
I want to see that rocket dog move like a puppy having a dream. Just kind of. Wiggling a little bit. Yeah.
Dream about some food. Dream about running.
I'm not buying
chasing
that.
Chasing cars.
Kyle's crying to that shit. I know I was.
No, I think I thought it was funny, man. I'm telling you, I was making fun of Dashboard Confessional and all that shit. Like, it just was too. Maybe I wanted to be a part of it. Maybe I wanted to be a part of it, but I couldn't allow myself to at that point.
Well, for sure, I was also making fun of Creed too. Like, I was making fun of everything, dude. I couldn't like anything. I had to make fun of everything. But
there was so much good hip hop at this time. I can't believe you guys.
No, I listened to a lot of hip hop too. Like at that time, I was like more interested in Intergalactic, you know, like the Beastie Boys and stuff, or E-40.
Everyone that like Chappelle had on, like Talib Kweli, Mos Def, all those fucking dudes, that whole movement, early Kanye, like DJ Shadow, there was good shit. You guys, I don't think you guys were looking for it.
Do you remember that dude Everlast? Like Everlast, like that was a joke, right? Like how did that fucking happen? Like
what is that? And I don't really want to know what it's like.
Then you really might know what it's like.
White people want to see white people rapping. Period. That's what it is.
Eminem.
Oh, you mean the legend of Whitey Ford? Get the fuck out of here, man. He's a legend.
Bro, that shit was so bad. It was already fucking cool because it was so bad.
Rap rock.
Kid Rock was on the
same
rise.
With Kid Rock. What was Kid Rock? I don't know.
All right, Kyle. Hey.
What up?
You're flipping flopping.
I don't like how you say you had no options. Like you couldn't just go to like a local record store.
Yeah, Rasputin. Pull up on Rasputin.
Of course.
And be like, hey man, what's the cool shit right now? And he's like, Jedi mind tricks. Here, listen to this.
I hear you. And I'm not trying to say like I had no options. I'm just thinking that there was this like awareness that was baked into our culture, knowing that shit sucked. And we had to kind of be like, yeah, this is our time.
Yeah, but Alien Ant Forms Smooth Criminal was out there.
What are you even saying?
Alien Ant Form.
That dude fucking rocked so hard with his helmet. This was going to hurt his neck.
I actually thought that was tight.
You guys are tripping.
Yeah, dude. Why even listening to anything else if Alien Ant Farm exists? You know what I mean?
Right.
Blake, line it
because
up.
Because all this is happening during an era when a young man named Ludacris was busting onto the scene.
I loved Ludacris.
If you weren't jamming to Ludacris, you didn't know what the fuck was up.
Loved Ludacris.
Well, I mean, obviously everyone loves Luda.
Luda is a fucking phenomenal rapper. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Phenomenal rapper. Yes. One of the best rappers ever.
Well, I like that we all are in total agreement. We are usually not in total agreement on a lot of pop culture topics, but Ludacris, oh my God.
Luda checks out.
Don't fuck with Ludacris.
If I may, I will just say that, like, I don't know. I can't really remember what Ludacris was rapping about. But
use a hoe.
How he rapped was fucking
great music
good.
Videos, yeah. Too. You know what I mean? With the one where they all had, like, giant bobbleheads. That was tight.
Yeah.
Very funny.
That was a great one.
Wasn't that his first song was use a hoe. Oh!
That was way up there for sure. Yeah.
I shared a dressing room with him. I think I talked about this at the NBA NBA All-Star Game weekend. Yeah, like I did a thing for the weekend. I told the story. Todd hit me up. I already told the story.
He was so fast. As soon as you said, so did I tell you? Boom.
They know it's going there.
Yeah. Well, he was like, what music you want to listen to? And I'm like, anything by word of mouth. And
he said.
And then he put on one of my favorite tracks. Because I'm 6 feet. And we both are like, whoa, you like that song?
Yeah.
And he's like, obviously. And I look at him and Ludacris was crying, allegedly. And I was like, oh, shit, dog, you're crying? He's like, this is one of the most beautiful songs.
That's because he's hella witty. He understood it. He understood how funny it was.
I don't know if I would cry. And he goes, imagine you're on a beautiful vista Mm-hmm. Right. And so, like your homie's blowing on the back of your neck.
Yeah, yeah. You have three beers, your homie's blowing on your ear.
Yeah, no, you've told this story before. You've told this story before.
I don't know, Ludacris, anything by word of mouth?
Word of mouth?
He was on the Austin Powers soundtrack, right?
He rapped over that beat?
Yeah, that's a great sample.
Yeah, he had that whole track that was just like rhymes based off the Austin Powers movies. It was incredible.
Kyle, who's your favorite rapper of all time?
My favorite rapper of all time?
And if it's not the legend of Whitey Ford, I'm fucking walking, dude.
You can name a couple, but I'm just curious.
I think I always go back to E-40. I always find myself wondering what he's putting out because always puts new shit out.
Okay.
I think he might be my favorite rapper of all time.
There we go.
His shit is so crazy. And the way that he uses syllables and fucking language is unparalleled.
Right.
Well, we'll take it.
I mean, he's the guy who gave Snoop his like fizzle shit, right?
Yeah.
Doggy fizzle, yeah. Televisual. I mean, he definitely was the originator of a lot of slang.
Ooh-wee.
A lot of slang.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not Nick Hexum from 311.
What's up?
Is it?
Who's that?
Nick Hexum from 311.
My favorite rapper.
Your favorite.
No.
Goodbye.
That's wild, dude. That's.
What's 311's track? What's their track?
What do you mean? Come dude, original. You got to come original. Down, all entertainers. Come original. You got to come original. Amber is the color of your energy.
Put them up.
Do people know those songs that you're singing?
Yeah, obviously. What are you talking about?
Well, everybody knows Amber. That one is like from 50 First Dates, and everybody's seen that movie.
Obviously, everyone knows 311, dude.
I never saw
that. Is that 311, though? Amber is 311?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that track. That track's good.
Down is the one that they...
Down, down.
I remember hearing that for the first time on like the radio back in the day and being like, this shit is fucking cool. And then the follow-up lost me.
Nick Hexum, greatest rapper of all time, a lot of people say.
Jesus.
Any takebacks, right. Apologies, or epic slams?
Is that where we're at? God, I don't watch the clock.
We could still go for a little bit.
Well, yeah. We are at 1 hour.
No?
Nah. No, I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'd like to take back the fact that I was kind of telling Kyle what he should like, and mm-hmm. even though I know for a fact if I was going to high school with Kyle, I would have taken him to a beautiful vista. I would have played the Creed song, and I know he would have cried. I know I would have like brought up a girlfriend or an ex-girlfriend and just being like, yo, what's that about? And then he would have started to tell a story. I would have very right. sweetly and quickly touched play on my Pioneer touched Alpine CD changer, and he would then shed a tear right when
right.
Scott Stapp was delivering those sweet, sweet melodies.
Stop name dropping these people. I hate that you can just pull these names up.
In
your memory. Christ, like
I want an apology.
You know
actually.
Members yeah. of bands that you shouldn't know the members of.
Scott and Scott Stapp.
Apologize to all of us, Adam.
By the way, you could be making these up and we wouldn't know. I'll apologize for... I know you were talking about packing your weed and stuff, and I made light of that, and I shouldn't. I think it's thank important.
You. Yeah, it
and,
is.
This podcast is about what is important. Is. Yes, and, you know, if you want to circle back to that right now and just kind of take us to the end here with a little bit more of it, I'm gay.
This is important. I actually have a full other bag of joints and things that I plan on bringing. Mm-hmm. Kyle, do you think I should put it in two separate bags or just solidify it in the one bag?
Shut up!
I don't know, man. Oh, I don't know what your plan is. I don't feel like you have a plan. I feel like you should just dump it in your suitcase and fucking roll, dude.
Okay.
Like, well, because either way, like, what are you gonna do? Like, it's gonna be in one bag, and they're gonna fucking empty. They're gonna empty a bunch of them, and they're gonna find everything. So, like, who? What do you mean? You just put it in a bag. Check it.
Okay.
Or ship it.
I'd like to compliment.
That was rude. I would like to take back what I said, apologizing to Kyle because now he doesn't deserve it.
What the fuck? No, dude. I would like to take back anything I said during this podcast. I feel like it was not my greatest performance, especially when I was talking about my tiny little something on top of on top of the big balls. Like,
did I do that?
I feel like I shot myself in the foot on that, and I really would like to take that part back because it's okay. It's okay to be me. No, it's okay to be me.
I'd like to compliment Anders for trying to put these guys on some game. Shout out some backpack rappers from the Bay, really trying to get these kids to listen to some tunes. But as you can see, they are stuck in their ways. They are Creed men.
Grouch and Eli, shout out.
And also, don't be afraid to play a little Art Alexis, some deep cut Art Alexis jams from Everclear. Other members of the band, Craig Montoya, and I forget the third guy's name, but they're pretty great.
I like Everclear. Everclear has three amazing songs.
Everclear, see, that was the biggest joke. You got that album, and every fucking song sounded exactly the same.
Ding, ding.
That album is a joke. Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. You better chill.
Before the pandemic, I went to
a fucking joke.
I went to a birthday party. It was kind of like a birthday bash. Nice, that dude, Obey.
Nice.
Tight.
You know, Shepherd Fairey? Mm-hmm. And he had like a concert for his birthday. Mm-hmm. And it was all these fucking people coming in. And Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction came in and did some Jane's Addiction songs and fucking ripped.
Yeah.
He was unfucking believable. Still had the same voice. The fucking acoustics in this place were like, I don't know. It sounded crazy though. Shout out to Jane's Addiction.
We'll take it. We will take it.
Adam, you listen to Jane's Addiction, or
are you looking up members of Jane's Addiction right now?
Are they too good? I know they're from that era, but are they too good?
No, they for sure aren't that great. No, Jane's Addiction does.
I'm actually having trouble trying to play some. What's their song?
They're good. Been Caught Stealing.
Is that them? Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, Jane's Addiction is kind of whack.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Been Caught Stealing.
That song's great.
They're good.
I think Adam's having a little fun.
Dave Navarro, I caught him. I was backstage at some
you can keep talking. Yeah.
I was backstage at some show, and the stage was going to turn and reveal Jane's Addiction. And the stage was going to turn, and it was like a reunion performance at some award show for them. Mm-hmm. And I caught him like in his leather pants, like standing like he was going to stand in like a cool way.
Of who?
Dave Navarro. Okay. And then he switched up his stance like two or three times till he finally like settled on like a cool stance that he was going to do. And then like shook his head to himself like, yeah, this is fucking radical.
But you know what? That's why he's Dave Navarro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. He's no Craig Montoya or Art Alexis. I will say that. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, I was gonna say
shots fired. Mm. Shots fired.
And you
bro.
Beat me to it. Who's this? Who's the other guy? I know Art Alexis, right? But who's the other guy?
Craig Montoya.
By the way, it's not Art Alexis. Didn't we clarify that on Workaholics?
I don't know.
His last name is not Alexis.
Yeah, it's Alexakis.
Right, Alexakis. Yeah, but I do remember somebody was like, you were saying his name on set, and somebody was like, look, I'm not trying to like step on the shit, but that's not his name. And we were like, what? Like,
this is
and
important.
It was a total, it was Mandela effect for you. You were I'm pretty sure it's
looking
this.
At it right now. I'm going to say Alexis. I'm just going to say his name wrong for the rest of my
He's
life.
He's reading it.
All right. Okay.
You can take it back or you can apologize or you can compliment him on having the wrong name.
I would like to compliment him on going through his life with this name that is unpronounceable and just kind of sticking with Alexis.
Shots fired.
It's science.
All right.
Hey, that's another amazing. Can I say amazing? I will. Amazing episode of...
This
is important.